Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Samach Vav. Erevin Samach Vav, and we are starting with Samach Hei Amebeis, right towards the a little bit past halfway down. Reish Lakish v'Talmidei d'Rabbi Chanina. Reish Lakish and the Talmidei d'Rabbi Chanina, Iklo lahu pundik. They visited a pundik, an inn, v'lo havi socher v'havi maskir. And there was the people that were renting in the place were not there. Bahavi maskir, but the maskir, the balabayas was there. The balabayas was there. Bahavi maskir. Amru maula megar mine. So they were wondering, can they pay? As we have mentioned in this parak already, let's remember, because yesterday we had a little break from regular Maseches Erevin. So remember, we're talking about there are three ways that one can partnership in a makom in order to make it mutar to carry in there, in terms of what Chazal created by requiring an Erev Chasera. So one could either make an Erev before Shabbos, or one can, if one didn't do that before Shabbos, a Jew can be mevatel their rishus, nullify their rishus to the other people in the group. Or the third option is renting out, being socher rishus from the non-Jews there. So that was the question here. The renters were not there, but the landlord was there. The maskir was there. So they said, can we hire and rent out from the landlord even though the tenants aren't there? Can the landlord be a fill-in for the tenants? So, if it's a type of landlord that cannot throw out the tenants whenever they wanted, so that's not a question. Then that can't work. Because then the tenants have their own rights. If the tenants aren't here, so then, there's nothing to talk about. The landlord cannot be a proper stand-in for the tenants. The question is, in cases where the landlord can remove the tenants if he would want to. My, so what's the halacha there? Kivan dematzi maslik agrina. Do we say because he can remove the tenants, so then he is a good representative, and therefore we can be so chereshus from the landlord? O Dilma, what do we say? No. Hashtemia, halo salke. What do we say? Well, Lamaisa, the Sochrim are still the responsible parties there in the Dirot, and he hasn't removed them, so nothing to talk about. And therefore, it doesn't work, even though theoretically, he would be able to ask them to leave. That was the question that Reish Lakish and the students of Rabbi Chanina had. So I want to let Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said to the students, well, we're not exactly sure what to do right now, so you know what? Let's niskar. Let's pay the landlord. Let's rent it out. Ula kishenagia etzar rabosedo shebedarom nishalahem. And when we get to the yeshiva, when we get to the rabbis of the south, you know, we'll ask them if we did the right thing. That's what we'll do. So also shaylu the rabbi afis amar lahen yafas etzam shesachartem. Yeah, you did good. You did. You acted properly. And you were supposed to do that, and it worked, and in a case where the maskir can ask the sochrim to leave, so then this type of arrangement would work. So this is the story quoted here, a number of important points on the story. Number one, this is quoted in Halacha Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Tzadi Aleph. We have mentioned in the past that sometimes if somebody has to do Schiras Rishus, it's not only done from the non-Jew themselves, but it's done from a representative. Bizman hazeh, when we want to be socher rishus to make our eruv from in various cities, we don't go to every non-Jew in the neighborhood and say, "Could we be socher rishus from you? Could we give you a token donation so that we have the rights?" We don't do that. Why? Because we go to the governmental officials. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the end of Shin Tzadi Aleph. Shin Tzadi Aleph is the siman in Shulchan Aruch about bittul rishus, but it relates to the concept of socher rishus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I'll read you the second half. Bamed var mamurim bisar she'ein habatim shalo v'gam ein lo rishus lehishtamesh bebati b'nei ha'ir klal afilu b'sha'as milchama aval bimkom she'kal tzarchei ha'ir einam na'asim ela al pi asar o ha'memuna shalo, where the city is run by a certain representative, vadai shaschiras mehasar hahu, o mischiro velikita, or from his servant, mahani, shahare yeshlo rishus lahoshiv anashavu clay milchamto, bivate bneoir, bishas milchama, shlomi daitam. After all, the governmental official could put his army, put his weapons in your house whenever he wants, bishas milchama. So therefore, he is a good representative, and he would be able to be considered the one who you could rent from, and it could work for the entire city. So the big shaila is, what about Bizman Hazeh? So Bizman Hazeh, what type of rights does the governmental official, does the mayor, does the governor have in my house? Can he go into my house whenever he wants? He has to get if he has a police warrant, so that he can go into my house. But if not, you know, is that a good governmental official? So if you look in the Chashukei Chemed, we discussed this already months ago, but let's just review for a minute. If you look at the Chashukei Chemed right here, he discusses this issue. Sheila, b'nei ha'ir arotzim lasos erev, u'betocha ir hamakifas erev garim goyim, u'laskir mikol goyim v'shu zelo shayach. Is that shayach to go? So can you go to the mayor? So he says, well, the bir halacha, right, the Mishnah Berurah on Shulchan Aruch that we just read, quotes that pikidei hachayil asher b'emes ein lehem shum rishus al baltei ha'ir, if the governmental officials really have no rights in, you know, taking over your property, so maybe they can't be used. And he says, when I asked this question to Rav Yashiv, my father-in-law, and when he was giving Shir Masechet Erevin, he told us, he wanted to illustrate for us what type of person would be able to be a proper representative. So he says, Sibra Mashira Biro Homo. Well, when he was growing up, and in the city of Homo, so in that city, Kshigia Katsino Ir im Kfutzat Chayalim, when the officer of the city came with his army, Parats Ladiros, he broke into all the houses that we were living in, that's over Yashav when he was a little boy. The Hishir Shavachal Dira Kama Chayalim. In every house, we had to like give up a bedroom for the soldiers. V'nasan ho'ra ala ba'alei ha'batim, la'achseno tam ha'beitam. You gotta house them. V'laseis lahem achsanya malaya. You gotta feed them. You gotta give them shelter. Sar kazeh nechshav shalit ala ir sh'alav ha'deberes ha'sugya. That's what the Gemara is talking about. When you have a certain representative and he can do it, but they have control. So this is their rishus. It's not your rishus. It's their rishus. Just like the Gemara, in our Gemara, it talks about the maskir being able to be misal like the sochrim. But Biyameinu, ein lismach al haschirus mehamishtara o mehairia, mishen lein, shein lahem zachus, lahaniya chafatzim, berushiyos toshavim, imkin is batlu kayam sabchiyotav shal sarahir, vitsarahir. So the question is, how do you get at it? Is there any other, the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel here. So, one of two ways. Number one is, maybe we don't rent, when we go to the sarahir, we're not renting the, rishus of the non-Jews. Forget that. That's out of the Erev. But what we're renting are the public places. The public places, the authorities can have rishus. They could tell you what you're allowed to do in the public places and what you can't do. So they may not have rights in your house, but they have rights in the public places. So that's number one, tzad al hakel. And also, we mentioned this itself is a machlokas. If you remember, in Gray Matter, in Rabbi Jack Der Sefer, he quotes all the different poskim, and he quotes some achronim, that a city government in America does have the right to lease private homes for schiras rishus. He reasons that local governments may research and inspect private homes, in addition to maintaining the right to expropriate private land for public use. Eminent domain. Right, they speak to all the lawyers here. Others, including Rav Schechter, strongly question this reasoning. They point out that the right of eminent domain is rarely used and is quite difficult to apply. Even to their, according to their opinions, forbidden to carry on Shabbos from one's home to the private property of a non-Jew or non-observant Jew. Nevertheless, they acknowledge that the mayor and police do possess the authority to close the public areas of the city. One can show the rabbi v'chulu, then we mentioned all of the examples, the case of Washington, D.C., where they got it from President Bush v'chulu. But either way, this is all the minhag ha'olam, generally, is to rely on Erevin and not to go to every non-Jew in the city to be socher makom. So there are reasons, just puk chazi, mayam adabar, that there are kulas that are put in use. Number one. The other important point relating to our story in the Gemara is the fact that these rabbis, Reish Lakish, the Talmid of Rabbi Chanina, they acted before asking. They weren't sure what to do here. The socheris mishus work, you know what? Let's do it, and then we'll ask when we get there. So it sounds like they did it, and they used the heter. And they asked that Shabbos? What, this is before Shabbos? not 100% clear, but how were they allowed to do this? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes three words, Niskar, Desafek, Divrayem, Lahakel. Rashi quotes, after all, Safek Derabanan, as we had earlier, Dapevav, Safek, Erev, Lakula, it's Derabanan, so, you know, we could do this. The Ritva here points out that it's not just Lakula. Sometimes you have a Kula. Safek Derabanan, Lakula means you're not sure about, you know, certain elements of the reality. But here, you're not sure of the halacha. Just because you're not sure of the halacha, that's, every time you're not sure of the halacha by a Derabanan, you're allowed to be Mako? You don't want to say that. So here, it's a super Safek Derabanan, Lakula. Says the Ritva. The whole principle is Drabanan, and, you know, it's even Lechatchila. That's what he adds in those two words. Perish to Besfeka de Erev, Lekula Abdinan, Va'afilu Lechatchila. It's more Mekel. In the footnotes, they point out from other Sfekas Drabanan. Could even be Mekel Lechatchila in a situation where you don't know the halacha. We're going to come back to this discussion, this type of issue, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Because on tomorrow's daf, on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amabez, the Gemara there discusses the difference between Durabanans and Deoraisas. And the Gemara there has the line, Have Amarlan, Bid Deoraisa, Mosvinan Tsyufta Vahadar Avdidan Uvda. By Deoraisas, first you ask, and then you do. By Durabanans, Avdidan Maisa Vahadar Mosvinan Tsyufta. By Durabanans, you can act first. You have more flexibility by Durabanans. More flexibility by Durabanans. And we said that, we'll mention this again tomorrow, we'll read inside about it tomorrow, but at least to mention it outside now, this could relate to the discussion of the Nesivus. Nesivus made this famous. What Nesivus? The Nesivus that discusses the difference between Isurei Durabanan and Isurei Daraisa. Suggest the Nesivos that Isurei Daraisa are what we call Isurei Chefsa. There's something inherently wrong with this action, with this food, with this act, with this avera that you're doing. It doesn't matter if it's done shogeg mazid. This inherently is abhorrent to God. And therefore, you can't take any chances. And therefore, you have to ask before you do. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Isurei Derabanan, they're more focused on the Gavra. Isurei Gavra, the Rabbanan said, relating to normative behavior. That's what they could have effects on. The Rabbanan can't change the realities of the Metzias. If this isn't author in the Torah, how can they change that? They can tell me what to do. So it's all based on the Gavra. So in that circumstance, says the Nesivus, Isurei Derabanan Bishogeg, says the Nesivus, not a problem. Because the whole point is that you shouldn't violate, but here you did it Bishogeg. So therefore, says the Nesivus, again, we'll get to the context again tomorrow, but that is his discussion. So that relates to our Gemara. And that is, you can take a little more chances by Derabanans, because after all, they're based on the Gavra, and you're not doing this Lahachas. You're doing this because you're not sure, and therefore you're hoping for the best. And that's what Rish Lakish did in this circumstance. Again, that is an important, two important discussions on this story. Number one, how do you determine the Sar Ha'ir? And number two, how are you allowed to do the Rabbanans before, knowing about it? And just one more source related, and that is, in Tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz talks about, actually, you know what? Let's wait with this Radvaz, for tomorrow's daf. We'll see if we have time at the end. We'll come back to it, but if not, we'll wait for tomorrow's daf. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Next story. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi. All these three rabbis. Iklu lahu puntik. They came to a certain inn. And Pashtus, again, 2 days in Rashi. We'll go with the day that says they made an Erev. They made an Erev, wonderful, and they're all getting ready to carry, and maybe they're all at Shabbos, and they're carrying, and all of a sudden, the Asa Nachri Mari de Puntik Bashabsa. The non-Jewish owner of the inn comes on Shabbos. Remember we said earlier, beginning of the parak, if a non-Jew is not there, Me'ikar Adin Diras Nachri is Lav Shma Dira. We said the Kabbalistic idea of Rabbi Yosef Engel about the man being connected, the Adam and the Adama, and the two Ishas, the two Nukvas. But either way, Diras Nachri is Lav Shma Dira. But if he's there, Chazal made a Gzera that, you know, we shouldn't be living together, and therefore, this would help encourage a Jew to move away, to not live with the non-Jew. But if he's not there, there's no, it's not us, sir. So they made an Erev, wonderful. But then the non-Jew came on Shabbos. So the question is, what are you allowed to do? So remember, three options. You can't make an Erev with a guy, so you're stuck with that. You can't have bittul reshus from a guy, right? Not shayach, we had toast at the beginning of the parak. You can't do bittul reshus from a guy. What's the only option with a guy? Socher makom. Are you allowed to be socher makom on Shabbos? That's the shayla here. Are you allowed to be? They made an Erev, but the guy came on Shabbos. So are you allowed to be Socher Makom on Shabbos? Amru, Ma'u Lemegar Mineh? Can you be Socher on Shabbos? Do we say Socher Kima Ariv Dami? Do we say Socher is like, has the same status of Erev? And Ma'ariv mi ba'od yom, av socher mi ba'od yom. And just like the Erev must be done on Friday, so too the Schiris must be done on Friday. And if not, tough luck, we're stuck. O Dilma, socher kimevatel reshus dami. Or do I say that socher is similar to bitel reshus? Ma mevatel reshus afilu b'shabbos. Just like bitel reshus can even be done on Shabbos, as we'll see by the Shem in the coming up da'afim. Av socher afilu b'shabbos, so too socher. So that's the shaila here. Can you be socher makom from the non-Jew on Shabbos? So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Amar niskar, for Rabbi Asi Amar lo niskar. Machlokes, whether it can be done. Tosfos just adds in one important ha'ara, and that is, sounds like something happened to the Erev. Right, you had an Erev before Shabbos, the guy comes, Tosfos says, the guy coming on Shabbos ruins your Erev. That's just an important, sounds that way from the Gemara, but Tosfos says that explicitly. Tosfos quotes, look at the first medium line in Tosfos, the last Tosfos. Pirish Rashi, Acherim Matzasi, Deme Esmol Shaper Masi La Ruvi Dira the Israel. The Jews, in this case, made an Erev yesterday. Dehavi Beimishum Denachri Lo Aser Alayu Hecha Delesa. The guy wasn't there, so they made the Erev. But now the problem is, the guy came back. And what happened? Third wide line now. Demiyad Kishaba Hanachri Batele Erev. When the Nachri comes, the whole Erev falls apart, because an Erev is getting everybody into one big happy family. And that's why usually, if you do a Schiris Makom before Shabbos, the Schiris Makom has to take place before the Erev is set. And therefore, once you make the Erev, everybody is included. Unless somebody's Bevatel Rishus later on. But once a guy comes after, it ruins it. It undermines it. V'chi hadar scharu eina Erev choz v'kadmuso. Once you, let's say you would be able, let's say according to the Sada of the Gemara, that you would be able to be socher makom, there's something else you have to do. After you're socher makom from the guy on Shabbos, then everybody would have to be mevatel their reshus to one of the Jews, to one of the Jews in the Chatzar. That's not explicit in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi and Tosfos understand. The Erev is ruined, so you're going to have to start again on Shabbos. Schiris makom and bittel. And bit the reshus. Tosfos adds, afal gav, dibisvinos, even though if you remember, in Masechah Shabbos, we had the cases where you had the boats that were tied together, that made an Erev with each other. Let's say on Shabbos, the boats then became separated. The Erev is ruined. Then they came back together again. Then the Erev is chozer v'neir, it comes back. So here too, why don't we say, once you rent the reshus from the non-Jew, the Erev kicks in again and comes back? Says Tosfos, you cannot compare the cases. Don't compare those cases. Why? The end of the fourth wide line. Shiny hacha here is different. Demitchila kisha asa ha'eriv ain't sofo leskayim kol ha'shabbos. Here, the guy can come back at any moment. So already, it is there is labeled and is weakened when it is set on Erev Shabbos. It's an Erev with a possibility of being undermined. The boats, you don't assume they're tied up together. You don't assume they're going to be untied. But over there, versus over here, there's a difference. Over here, Sha'azan Anachri Lavo. Aval Hasam Einatsvinos Omdos Lihi Pasek. Right? You don't assume that the boats are going to come apart. Therefore, it's very strong. Therefore, even though something happens on Shabbos, if they come back together, the Erev again kicks in. Mashenkin, in our case, once the non-Jew comes, the Erev is finished. And therefore, you got to start again. And you're socher makom, and then they would have to be mevatel rishus. So that's the question that they were asking. And the Gemara says it is a machlokas. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef says that it can be done on Shabbos, and Rav Asi says it cannot be done. Amar lehu Reb Chiya bar Abba nismoch al divrei zaken v'nizkar. So Reb Chiya bar Abba says that let's rely on the elder, meaning Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef. Be meko. You could do schiris makom on Shabbos v'nizkar. Asu shaylule l'Rabbi Yochanan. They came to ask Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahen yafa zidim shesachartim. Yeah, it's good. It's okay. It's fine. I agree that you could be socher on Shabbos. Why? Why could you be socher on Shabbos? So, look at the one line Tosfos now on the bottom. Bottom of this Amud Aleph. One line Tosfos. Yafa zidim shesachartim. What would be the problem? Because you're doing business. Doing business on Shabbos. You want to do business on Shabbos? Says Tosfos, Lo dummy lamekachu memkar, le'aser b'shabbos. It's not a real business transaction what you're doing. No, it's not really. Why? Delohavi elaka matana ba'alma. It's like a gift. It's such a business transaction that you're giving the goy a couple of pennies, a couple of shkalim to rent out the rishus. Nah, it's not a real transaction. It's like a matana ba'alma. Shein osin ela lahatir tilto. Because all you're doing is a the Rabbanan created this whole requirement, and you're doing it in order to be matir tiltol. You're not doing it to buy something. You're doing it to buy some rice to allow you to be metaltel. So therefore, it says Tosfos, one would be able to do this on Shabbos because it's not a real kenyan. Even before we talk more about that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Shin Pei Gimel, our exact case is quoted there. It's one simon in Shin Pei Gimel. Kisha'eino Yehudi Bebeso Eino Ma'akev. That's the name of the simon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eino Yehudi Adarim Shnei Yisraelim. If an Eino Yehudi lives with two Jews, Ve'ein Ha'eino Yehudi Bebeso, and he's not in his house, Eino Oser, he doesn't Aser, V'arvu V'yu Mutarim. And they make an Erev wonderful. The non-Jew is not there, it's mutter. Boha Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos. What happens if he comes on Shabbos? Oser V'ha Erev Batel. He asers and the Erev is Batel. Umiyu, so what do? You're stuck. Umihu yecholum liskar mimenu b'Shabbos v'acharkach yevatel. You're allowed to be socher on Shabbos v'acharkach yevatel echol lechavero v'yih hayachin mutter. And after you need bittel of all the other parties, people there, because the whole erev was undermined, and now the yachid is mutter v'kol shekein and meis ovikacham b'Shabbos. The Nachri dropped dead on Shabbos also. So that's better than Schiris Makom. Not better, but it could work just as well as Schiris Makom. Sheyevatel echa lechaver v'yeyachon mutter. Right? The non-Jew, dearest Nachri, lo shmadira. Whether he's not there physically or he's not no longer in the world, doesn't make a difference. Right? Either way, one would be able to rely on this. So this case in our Gemara is a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Pei Gimel. So back to Tosfos for a minute. Tosfos says that the reason that this is mutter is because it's not a real business deal. It's a symbolic, you're only doing it lahatir tiltol, and it's only kematana ba'alma. It's like a matana. Ooh. So should we focus on that line of Tosfos? Which line of Tosfos is the important one? Tosfos says, it's not really such a real business deal because A, it's a matana ba'alma, and it's only lahatir tiltol. So let's focus on the first half. Is Tosfos holding that you're allowed to give gifts on Shabbos? Eino ela matana ba'alma. We know the Gemara says the end of Masechet is Beitza. The Mishnah in Beitza, and the Gemara talks about it, and elsewhere, the Gzeira of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. Now to do business on Shabbos, Gzeira. Rashi has 2 days in Beitza, Dachlamid Zayin, Lamed Ches or so, where Rashi says either Gzeira Shema Yechtov, right? You know, like maybe you come to write, because you'll come to record every time you do a business deal, you'll come to write, you'll record it. Or number two, it's Mimsochav Sechavadavar Davar, right? It's inappropriate. It's weekday activities that you are involved in. 2 days in Rashi, what is the reason for the Gzeira of Mekach u'Memkar? What about giving gifts on Shabbos? That is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, the Meiri, the Mordechai, they hold that gifts were never included in the Gzeira. Why? So it could be that it's totally in these 2 days in Rashi, at the end of Masechet Beitza. If it's because Gzeira Shema Yechtov, so you might record your gifts also. Don't only record your sales, you can record your gifts. But if you say it's involved in weekday activities, right? Mekach u'Memkar, Mimso Chesach Davar Davar, I don't know. Maybe gifts are L'Kavet Shabbos, right? So maybe it's not so bad. You can say the opposite too, but that's what some suggest. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say one is allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. L'chadchila, we don't rely on that. L'chadchila, maybe L'tzarach mitzvah, but that's about it. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos, in the old Shmir Shabbos, chavtes chavtes. In the new Shmir Shabbos, chavtes lamed aleph. Two seifim later, in the new one, says the Shmir Shabbos, the same statement. Aser litein matana b'Shabbos v'yantif. It's clear. It's aser. We're machmer like Rovi showing him that it's aser to give gifts on Shabbos. Ela im kain yesh but tzorech Shabbos or yantif. If there's a real Shabbos or yantif need, o tzorech mitzvah sayom. This doesn't mean, oh, I need the bottle of wine on Shabbos to use. So even though there are 14 other bottles, I'm going to give this to the host, you know, on Shabbos. That's not a Shabbos need. That's a Shabbos use, but not a Shabbos need. What's a Shabbos need? Kigon. It's the first day of Sukkot, and there's only one Esrog in town. And we know you need Lachem. So if I don't give this gift to the other people in the shul, so then they're not going to be able to be Yotzi, their mitzvah d'oraisa of Netilas Lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So that's the case. Kigon, I know it's in Esrog, O Lulav b'matana l'chaveiro, b'yad of Rishon Shal Sukkot, k'dei shahalo yuchal l'kayim b'osa mitzvah. So that's an example of a need. What about giving a gift to a bar mitzvah boy, to a chassan, to a... So that's not such a Shabbos need. So that's why the poskim say one of two options should be done. Either the people who have the gift should be mezakeh it to the bar mitzvah boy, to the chassan before Shabbos. Zachal adam shalom afanav. That works. I go over to somebody who's not in my family and I say, here, be zocha this on behalf of so-and-so, and then it's his before Shabbos. He just doesn't know it. The chassan bar mitzvah boy don't know it. And even though the bar mitzvah boy says, I'd rather have, you know, I always get svarim, I want the other things, it's really a schus for him. He doesn't really realize it. Zachal adam shalom afanav. They'll see, realize in a couple of years that, you know, svarim are the best gifts. But either way, zachin, before Shabbos. Or the other way that's more common is that this is for the bar mitzvah boy, and it'll only be his after Shabbos. Right? It'll be koneid after Shabbos. But either way, that we're machmir l'chadchila not to give the gifts. What happens if you come to somebody's house on Shabbos and you bring a bottle of wine? Right, you can't, okay, I'm not going to bring a bottle of wine because of this halacha. No, you also have to have derech eretz. So, there are a couple of choices. So, one could have kavana, that it's my bottle of wine that I'm sharing with everybody. Right, or it's, you know, I'm giving it to you after Shabbos, you gotta work it out. You gotta know who are the host people who would have any idea about this halacha or not. You gotta know what the publicizer or not. But this is something important to realize. In terms of giving gifts on Shabbos. And the Isser says, the Shmir Shabbos says, Isser Zeshon, Nesidas Vatan of Shabbos Vyontav, Chal Gam Al Anosein, Vegam Al Hamakabel. On both. And he ends up by saying what we just said, Habal Litain Matan of Shabbos Ayantif, Lachatana Dorej Al Bar Mitzvah, Yikne Ose Lo Adi Acher Mibod Yom, Vim Lo Asakain Yiskavena Makabash Al Lazakos, Vim Matana El Acher Seis Hayom. One of the two. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that says, oh, it's Sarach Hayom, giving a present to the Chasin, to the Bar Mitzvah boy, El Chachila. We try not to rely on that. Another example, he quotes in the footnotes, what happens if I forgot to do this before Shabbos, I was going to, but all of a sudden I see my sheep, who's having their firstborn, they're going into labor on Shabbos morning. Oy vey, if I don't do anything now, they're going to have a bechar, I'm going to have a carbon walking around my farm. Right? So that's a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says this shouldn't take place. Why? So what we try to do is have a shutfis with a guy, with the mother. We sell a percentage of the mother, even the vlad, to the guy before the baby is born, and that's mafkia kedushas bechar. But what if I didn't get to do that before Shabbos? So that's another discussion. That's a tzarach hayom, because you don't want the carbon walking around. So again, maybe you could give, can't sell, but give b'matana a percentage of the mother of the animal, the behemoth mevakeres, to the guy also. So again, or if it's Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, and you want to give your chametz away, then it's by Rabbi Yamatzei. These are serious tzrachim that have to be done today. But otherwise, it should not be done. Does Zakalam Shlomofanam work for a guy? What if you want to give a gift to a guy? Can you be zochet him beforehand, before Shabbos? What with the chametz? Because he's not there. You're not going to see him until Shabbos? I'm not sure. If you say, it's probably connected to the sugya of Zachiyah Mitam Shlichus. If you say Zachiyah is a form of Shlichus just without the minui, without the appointment, then non-Jews are mufka from Shlichus. If you say Zachiyah La Mitam Shlichus, right, Gemara, Kedushin, Ksubis, so then maybe the discussion starts if the Zachiyah is not Mitam Shlichus. Okay. Go, we continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this Tosfos indicating that early we had a machlokus in terms of whether Zechias was Berea or if it was...
Whether it's Berea or Re'ua. Right, so is it Berea or Re'ua? Is it serious? So it could, maybe it's connected. Maybe Tosfos is saying it's Re'ua. You want to say, is Tosfos saying it's Re'ua? Can you say, the other way to understand Tosfos is that even if it's what you would call Berea, like we had earlier, but still, what's your Kavana? Even if it's a formal kinyan, but your kavana is not really to do the transaction. You're just trying to be matir, you know, the it matir tiltal. So even if you want to say it's serious and it works, because that's your kavana, it could be That's why it would be allowed on Shabbos also, even if it's Bria. So I don't know. I don't think you have to say it's connected to the Re'uah Shita, but it could be. It could be. The other way to read Tosas is that Tosas doesn't really mean what he says. Tosas isn't saying Matana is Mutter. He's just saying that, you know, it's the focus on the last phrase of part of Tosas and not on the beginning phrase. Let me just mention a question and then we'll come back to it at the end if we have time. And that is on this line, the Chashuki Chemed, again, second one of the day, says, this is the case. Sheila. Right, it's talking about selling, not because you really want to sell, or doing a transaction, but because you just want to, for another purpose. There was a story, Baalei Tshuva, they were just becoming frum, the husband was a little ahead of the wife, and the husband wasn't driving on Shabbos anymore, and the wife wasn't there yet, and she said, at one point on a Shabbos, she starts saying to the husband, I want to drive, give me the keys, I really need to go somewhere. He's like, no, you can't. No, I really have to go somewhere, no. So he doesn't want to, and he's nervous that he's going to give in. And he doesn't want his wife to drive on Shabbos. So he's mefached. So what happens? He runs over to his neighbor Shimon's house, and he knows Shimon had wanted to buy his car. And he runs over to Shimon's house, and he says, you know what, Shimon? I'll sell it to you. Here are the keys. Shimon the non-Jew, I guess. And because if he doesn't want his wife to drive, he doesn't want his, I guess it's not Shimon. Let's call him John. I don't know. Who halach l'Shimon abayta, umach l'azrik l'biyam ha-Shabbos. Kimuvan, he won't give him the money till afterwards, and he won't drive. Or maybe Shimon is Jewish, and he just won't drive on Shabbos. Right? Shimon just wanted the car. So, and he went back to the wife, and the wife said, and he told his wife, sorry, we don't have a car anymore. And the wife started screaming. It wasn't too good for Shalom Bias. But anyway, that's the case. On Motzei Shabbos, he came to a Rav and asked, you know, did he do the right thing? Should he have violated, quote-unquote, the Isra of Mecha Chumemkar on Shabbos to prevent his wife from driving? Chatei Bishvil Shizka Chavirecha, doing a little Aveira, they don't just do the big Aveira. Maybe he just should have just thrown her the keys. Not do it with him anymore. She's doing it. I'm not doing it. And it's I just did Muksa. I gave you, was that Lifnei Iver? She's... So that's the discussion here in the Chashuki Chemed, but he quotes Artosis. Because it's a Mekach Umemkar for a different reason. Artosis says, Lahatir Tiltil, here it's to prevent my wife from driving on Shabbos. So this is what his discussion here. At the end, he's noted to say that he should not have done it. Should have just left the keys there and, you know, let her do her thing. Because there are cases, other cases where we have, you know, that not to do, you know, not doing a smaller Aveira, even a Durabanon, should not be done. Right? She just b'shev al tasa. So that's his case in this discussion. Okay, we continue now. Okay, Roy, we did three words today. Baruch Hashem. We're to the fourth word on the daf. Toba nahardoi. Says the Nahardoi. What does Toto means? They examined, they wondered about it. Rashi says, Ma'ayein u'mechashev, ladas tamo shel davar. They wondered about it. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that you could be socher makom on Shabbos? The amar Rabbi Yochanan, socher kemariv dami. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that schiris is like eruv. So my love, doesn't that mean, like we said earlier, ma ma'ariv mi bod yom, avsochem mi bod yom? Didn't he mean that just like the eruv between Jews has to be done before Shabbos, so too the schiris has to be done before Shabbos? Isn't that a, how can you say, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, yafa asitem? No, he answers. Answer, no. There are two other understandings of Rabbi Yochanan Shita. No, what he meant to compare it wasn't that you can't do it on Shabbos, but as follows. Ma ma'ari va'afilu b'pachas v'shav epruta. Just like Erev can be less than a pruta, like we talked about before, Ru'ua. Afsocher b'pachas v'shav epruta. So too the Schiris Makom can be less than a pruta, as we had earlier, that a non-Jew is machshiv even pachas v'shav epruta, and therefore that would be good enough to use. Then we discussed then also, if you have a pachavir pruta, something is chashiv for the kone, makne, not for the kone, does that work? We spoke about the case of marriage. And then what else could Rabbi Yochanan have meant? Umama arev afilu schiro velikito. Just like arev can be done by a representative, by a servant, not the person himself. Av socher afilu schiro velikito. So too, schiris makom could also be done by schiro velikito. That's all Rabbi Yochanan meant. Or third, or fourth, Uma ma'arev, chamisha shurim b'chatzar achas, echen ma'arev ayde kulan, just like by Erev, if you have five in one chatzar, and then they're going to make an Erev in another chatzar, one of them could act for all of them, shliach, socher nami, chamisha shruim b'chatzar achas, echad socher de kulan. One can be socher makom from the non-Jew and it can work for all. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan meant it in many other ways, but not that it can't be done on Shabbos. It can be done on Shabbos, but inherently, conceptually, it's similar to Erev regarding the other cases. Period. So that question of Nahar Doi is answered. Next, Taiba Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was bothered by the discussion earlier. So Amar Reb Zera. My Tahir de Rabbi Elazar. I don't understand. What was Rabbi Elazar bothered by? I don't know his wonder. Amar Reb Sheshes. So Rabbi Elazar was bothered by something. Rabbi Zera wasn't sure what Rabbi Elazar was bothered by. And Reb Sheshes doesn't know why Rabbi Zera didn't understand Rabbi Elazar's wonderment. So we got three in a row. So Amar Reb Sheshes. Gavra Rabba Rabbi Zera. A great man like Rabbi Zera. See, this is after Rabbi Zera made Aliyah. Because he's Rabbi Zera here, right? It's after he got Smicha. Rabbi Zera, lo yada mitoy de Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't know what Rabbi Elazar's problem was. Kakashile de Shmuel Rabbe. He was bothered how the previous discussion fits into what his Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi was Shmuel. De Amar Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel said the following. Three lines. And this is the next 20 lines. We're going to talk about these three statements of Shmuel. Shmuel made the following three statements. De Amar Shmuel. Kol makom she'osrin. Any situation which would be usser, meaning the residents would usser on each other if you don't do anything. Uma arvin, but you would be able to set up an erif in order to matter the situation. Mevatlin, in that type of situation, bittel reshus would work. Meaning in a regular case where, let's say you'd have a chatzer with houses going into it. So there's an isser there to carry without an erif, but an erif would work. So bittel makom would work. That's Shmuel's first statement. Ma'arvin ve'ein osrin, in a case where you make an Erev, but even without the Erev, there wouldn't be an Isser to carry. Osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, or in a case where it's Usser and an Erev wouldn't even help you if you tried, ein mavatlin. Then Bittel doesn't work either. You need in order for Bittel Rishus to work, remember, the three modes of accomplishing what you want in Erev Chatzeros, right? That's what we started off. Remember this parak, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th parak, all about Erev Chatzeros. So what are the three options in Erev Chatzeros? You have Erev, Bittel, and Schirus. So Shmuel is now saying there's a connection between the two. Bittel only works where there's an Isser and an Erev would help you. But if there's an Isser and an Erev won't help you, if you don't even need an Erev really, then Bittel wouldn't work. So we're going to talk about each of these lines. So, and one of the lines is going to be a problem for what we said earlier. That's why this is brought here. So, kol makom she'ostrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. That's the first line of Shmuel. Any case, situation where there would be an Isser, but an Erev would help you, then Bittel works. Kigon, beis chatzer, any regular case would work, right? Houses going into a chatzer, but also this case. Beis chatzer, zulufne mizu. If you have one chatzer that is within another chatzer, meaning there's only one way out to the street, and that's through the outer chatzer. The inner chatzer has to go through the outer chatzer into the street. So that's a case where without an Erev, there'd be problems here. Because the inner chatzer's right to walk through the outer chatzer, what's called drisas regel, would aser on the outer chatzer, and therefore they have to make an erev. But bittel reshus would work, right? This is the case. That's the first statement of Shmuel. Next statement of Shmuel: ma'arvin ve'ein osrin eim avatzlin. What's that case? Where ma'arvin, you make an erev, but you wouldn't aser anyway. Then bittel wouldn't work in that case. Kigon beis chatzeros upesachad beinayim. You have 2 yards with a door in between, but they each have their own door to the street. But they have a door in between. So even if you do nothing, they each could carry in their own yard. So there's no isser. They don't aser on each other because they have their own door to the street. They have a door in between. So if they would want to make an erev, they could, to carry from one yard to the other yard, but they don't have to. So that's Shmuel's second case. A case of ein ma'arvin ve'ein osrin. So in that case, they can be mevatel to each other. Why not? Why can't, let's say one of them wasn't involved, and they want to be able to carry from one chaser to the other chaser on Shabbos. Bittel doesn't work. Why? Rashi explains, the Ritva explains, Bittel is kind of like, what are you doing? How does Bittel work? I nullify my reshus. I'm misalik. I remove myself. It's kind of a little iffy what you're doing there. So the Rabbanan only allowed that to work in cases where there was a real tzarech, where you needed it. But here, they can each carry in their own yard. What, you want to carry in the other one's yard? Okay. So you can't. Tough luck. You have to wait till next Shabbos. Right? You can't do bitter reshus in this circumstance. Make an Erev next time before Shabbos with everybody. That's why bitter wouldn't work here, because they have their own yards to carry in. Osrin the Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mavatlin. But now the third line of Shmuel. A case where an Erev wouldn't work. A case where it's Usr, and an Erev wouldn't work, and there's no bitul. So, Lasuye Mai, what is that referring to? Which case is that referring to? Lav Lasuye Nachri. Isn't that, what's the case where Erev won't work? If there's a guy there, if there's a non-Jew living. So what's the case that you're stuck? That, if the guy's there, it's not going to work. So, if the guy is there before Shabbos, so logam esmol. So, do schiris makom from him. What must be the case that Shmuel is talking about that you're stuck? Elolav da'asa b'shabsa. It must be the guy came on Shabbos. Vikatani osrin ve'ein ma'ar v'nei mevatlin. And what does the Shmuel say? You have no choice. You have nothing to do. Shma mina. So that's how you know that Shmuel seems to hold that when the guy comes on Shabbos, you can't be socher makom from him on Shabbos, period. And that's why Rav Elazar was bothered before, because Rav Yochanan earlier had said that you can't be socher makom on Shabbos. That was the toiv of Rav Elazar. He was bothered. It seems to be a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Okay. End of that section. Period. Amar Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, lo shami li ha-shmaitza. I never heard of this Shmaitza, this statement. Which statement are we talking about? The first statement of Shmuel, Rashi points out. That they have two chatzeros, one inside the other one. You can do bitul reshus. I never heard that, says Rav Yosef. Amalei Abaya, classic, right, as we have many times, even in this Masechta. Rav Yosef was sick, he forgot much of his learning. Abaya kept reminding him. Amalei Abaya, no, at Amar Nialan. No, you taught this to us, via Amar Nialan, relating to the following. To Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein bitul reshus mechatzer lechatzer. Shmuel says, there's no bitul reshus from one yard to another yard, as we just explained. Because Chazal didn't allow this to work in a case where there's no real tzorech. You have your own yard to be metaltel in. You want to do the other yard? No. So it doesn't work from Chazal lechatzer. Ve'ein bitul reshus bechurva. And also there's no bitul reshus in a churva. What does that mean? You have two yards. You have a joint area. A churva, right? A house that half broke down. So a similar idea. You have this joint area in the middle. So we didn't allow bitul reshus to work because you have your own chatzer. And this churva, okay. Nobody's going to be able to use it in the middle. And that's what Shmuel said. V'amart lan Allah. And you, Rav Yosef, said about that. Ki amar Shmuel ein bitul reshus v'chatzer l'chatzer. When does he say that? Lo amran. Ela shtei chatzeru su pesach echad b'neim. That's only where there's... They have the two yards and a door in between, and they each have their own doorway to the street. Meaning, they each could carry in their own area. So that's why Shmuel says, I'm not going to allow bitul reshus to work. Aval zu lefnim mizu, but in a case where one is within the other one, so therefore, and there's only one doorway to the street, and now if you don't allow bitul reshus, they're not going to be able to carry. The outer one is not going to be able to carry at all. So mitoch shosrin zelzem avatzlin. Since there is going to be an issur there, then they allow bitul. So Rebbe, Rav Yosef, you told us this. You told us statement number one of Shmuel relating to that case. Amar leis, Rav Yosef says, really? Ana mina mishmei de Shmuel hachi? I said that in the name of Shmuel. I don't believe that. V'yamar Shmuel, but didn't Rav Shmuel say ein lanu be'erev in elakalasha mishnaseinu? Take Mishnayis and Erevim literally, meaning Anshe Chatzer, follow Anshe Chatzeros. We'll get to where Bitul Reshus works, but the Mishnah's Lashon is Anshe Chatzer, singular, not Anshe Chatzeros. So, I don't, he allows a Chatzer to be Mevata one to the other, even if it's an Usser situation. Omer Lei, so Abai again says, no! You're forgetting. Ki amart lon, ein lon ube'er v'nel b'chlasha mishnaseinu, when you made that statement that you take Mishnayis literally, aha amart lon, you only meant it on the following line to take literally. Shahamavui l'chatzeros k'chatzer l'batim, as we had earlier. The only time that a whole setup of sheet of mavos and air of chatzeros work is where you have houses into yards and yards into alleyways. If you only have one house into a yard, it's not going to work. That was Rebbe's diuk later on. So just that line is taken literally. So, Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, but this is where you said it, and how you said it. Let's just do a little more, and then I'll just make a comment there about Rav Yosef. So Gufa, let's talk about this a little more. Amar Shmuel in Bitl Rishus Mechatzel Lachatzer in Bitl Rishus Bechorva. As we said earlier, Shmuel does not allow those because the Rabbanan didn't allow it in that situation where there is not as much of a need. Because you have your own area to carry in. For Rabbi Yochanan Armar, he argues, Yesh Bitl Rishus Mechatzel Lachatzer, Yesh Bitl Rishus Mechorva. Both. Vitzricha, but you need the machlokes by both of them. If you only had the machlokes that bit, whether bittel works from one yard to another yard, b'hakar Shmuel, maybe only there Shmuel does not allow it. Mishum because there at least that's where they have their own exclusive area to carry in. That's why they're about to say you can't do this. But by the churva, there's an area here that nobody has. So maybe there, maybe he would allow it there to allow, you know, the churva to be used. The itmar b'ha. And if we only had the machlokas by the churva b'ha, come Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe only there, Rabbi Yochanan said that it would work. Avo b'hach modulei the Shmuel. But in the case of earlier two chatzers, he would agree to Shmuel. So tzricha. So that is why we need it by both. Good. Three more lines, and then we'll stop because it's that. The next Gemara continues to the next Amud. Amar Abaye. Hada Amar Shmuel. Ein bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. That which Shmuel says, lo amran ella, as we said before, b'shtei chatzeres b'zachachad b'neihem. We have two chatzers, a door in between, and they each have their own doorway to the street. So that's where Shmuel says, no bitul allowed. Aval beis chatzeres u'lefnim bizu, b'toch sh'osr mevatlin. That's what we said earlier, and that's what Abaye repeats. Rava Amar. Afilu shtei chatzeres zu lefnim izu. Rava says, no, even if you have 2 yards, one within the other one, pa'amim shemevatlin, upa'amim ein mevatlin. Sometimes bittel is allowed there and sometimes it's not allowed. Ketzad, what's the case? There are 4 permutations, which, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with tomorrow. But just one final ha'ara I wanted to mention. We haven't mentioned this in a while, but every couple of months it's good to mention. Rav Yosef, the last Mishnah in Sota, discusses the various Tanoim that when they passed on, there were certain midos that weren't existed anymore. When this Tana died, Yerushet died. When this Tana died, that's what the Mishnah talks about. So at the end of the Mishnah, it says, when Rebbe died, Batzla Anava. Right, when Rebbe died, there was no more humility in the world. No more humility in the world. Says the Gemara, and that you might have heard this at many a siyum on Masecha Sota. Rav Yosef says, "Lo tisni anava diika ana." Right? Don't say no. Anava didn't die. Why? Because I'm still here. Says Rav Yosef. So the big shaila is, oh yeah, really? That's great humility. So the Vilna Gaon says, oh, there was a Tana named Ana in the Yerushalmi. So that's what he's for. Ana is a big humble. So no, another pshat is once heard that no, Rav Yosef is talking here. Rav Yosef is saying, no, humility didn't die. You want to realize how to realize and inculcate the message of humility? Just look at me, look at my life. Look throughout Shas, look on this Amud that we just had. Rav Yosef said something, Abai's like, Rav Yosef, I have no idea when that was said. So Abai reminds him, and then he makes another mistake, 2 mistakes in a row. So Rav Yosef says, you want to have the attitude of humility, realizing everything's up to Hashem, and I'm not the balabais, I'm not in charge, just look at my life. Says Rav Yosef, Ti'ika Ana, I'm here, look at my life, that's the message of Anava. Yes, Rebbe died, but, you know, my life can be a message for all of those who don't have the proper perspective. Okay, that's a thought that we can always think about in the back of our minds whenever we have this Rav Yosef Abaya discussion in the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.